listening to continuing Arizona Votes coverage of the 2022 election on Arizona's Morning News.
I think my neighbor who walked by my house the other day with his dog would agree with Jessica in the control room. She said she's starting to feel like the 2022 election is a toxic ex that keeps stalking her. I think a lot of people, and that's just, we're just getting over the toxic ex that was 2020, right? That's been stalking us for 2 years, too. And last week, Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate for governor, filed a lawsuit against Maricopa County, accusing county officials of breaking election laws because of how the 2022 election was handled in the state's most populous county. And in that suit, she demands that they provide information about the voters who were affected by Election Day printer issues. She announced that lawsuit on a talk show that's hosted by former Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon. And on that show, she called the November 8th election the shoddiest election ever in history. She also called it a botched election. And she accused Maricopa County of, quote, dragging their feet, even though 70 of the county's 223 voting centers had on-site printer problems, producing ballots that were too light to be read by on-site tabulation machines. It wasn't every printer at every one of those 70 polling locations. And so it's estimated that about 1% of all the people who voted in Maricopa County were affected by these printers. But Lake's lawsuit claims there may have been as many as 118 voting locations that experienced problems. But there's something very interesting about the voters in question that Lake is using to perpetuate her claim that this was a botched election and the shoddiest election ever in history. Most of this is answered, by the way, in something that was a response to a letter that came from the attorney general's office that was filed before Lake's lawsuit. And in that response, the county says through the county attorney's office that, the disenfranchisement did not happen. People still got a chance to vote. Here's Valley Attorney, KTAR host Barry Markson, breaking down the county's response.
It's unfortunate that some of the printers printed ballots that couldn't be read by the mini tabulators at the voting centers. But if you went there and voted, your ballot was counted. And that's the main requirement, the only requirement under Arizona law.
Yeah, and they make a couple other points in here, basically that the free and equal clause of the Arizona Constitution does not suggest, and the Arizona statutory uniformity requirements do not suggest, and the courts have said this in the past, that the process cannot be flawed at all. To expect a flawless election process is not a legal entitlement under the statute. But here's what I think is really interesting. And that is that what Carrie Lake is using, the people that she's using to perpetuate her lawsuit, some of them have been posted on social media, on her Twitter account and on Facebook, videos of people saying they had trouble voting. One of them is from a guy by the name of last name Bembry. What was posted was an edited version of a longer video that had been posted on the website Rumble. And in the full video, Mr. Bembry says that despite the inconvenience, he was able to vote. And the New York Times reviewed 45 accounts offered by voters, 20 additional accounts from poll workers and observers. And they found that of the 45 accounts, 34 of them, voters acknowledged that while they were inconvenienced, they were able to cast a ballot. So disenfranchisement doesn't come into play. Yes, an imperfect election and the way it was run absolutely does. So you can read, by the way, this full response from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to the Attorney General's Office at KTAR.com.